Hey y'all, it's your girl Miss Tony Black Barbie, and this is the Black Barbie Show. This is episode 6, and it is entitled Voting. Voting is very, very important, everyone. This election of 2020 is the most important election of our lifetimes right now. I know you hear this all the time. This election is the most important. But this one, particularly right now, this is the most important one of our lifetime. And we have 73 days until the election. The last election, Hillary Clinton won the popular vote. But dozens didn't vote at all. And people, let's be clear. Winning the popular vote does not win you the election. It is the Electoral College. If you pay attention to the map, certain states have certain numbers that they represent. So you add all those numbers together and it becomes this big number that you have. I think it's like 500 and something Electoral College, I believe the number is. So that means there may be, let's say there's 15 million people in the United States. And of those 15 million, 7 million vote for one person and 8 million vote for another. Just because the one who got the 8 million votes is higher than the one who got the 7 doesn't mean the 8 million vote person won. Trump won Florida in 2016 by 113,000 votes. In Miami alone, 379,000 Black people did not vote. People, this is very important to vote. That number is more than twice the number that he won by. So had those 379,000 people, not saying all of them would have voted for Hillary, but had they voted, the outcome in Florida alone could have been different. Trump won Michigan by 11,000 votes. In Detroit alone, 277,000 Black people didn't vote. Do you see the common denominator here? Trump won Pennsylvania by 44,000 votes. In Philadelphia alone, 238,000 Black people didn't vote. People, let's wake up. Let's stop saying our vote doesn't count. Because that one vote, two votes, can win your county, can win your state to tip the scales. Your vote does matter. It absolutely does. In 2008, President Barack Obama carried 28 states, 365 Electoral College votes, and he won the popular vote of 69,498,516. Overall, he had 52.9% of the popular vote and 365 of the Electoral College votes. And he carried 28 of the 50 states. Let's do the same thing this year in a couple months for Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. In 2012, President Barack Obama carried 26 states, two less than 4 years before, had 332 Electoral College votes, about 30 less than in 2008, and he won the popular vote of 65,915,795. with an overall of 51.1% of the popular vote, just a mere 4 million shy of what he did in 2008. But the pattern with this is, people, when you come out and show out to vote, your voice is heard. You matter. Let's not have a repeat of 2016, please. We as Americans, we cannot deal with another 4 years of this atrocity that we have right now in the White House. This man, Trump, Donald Trump, has disgraced the White House, and he has disgraced America as a whole, because all of our allies that we did have, they don't want to mess with us no more. We're standing on a deserted island by ourselves. Nobody to help us if something goes down because of the man that's sitting there and the man that has messed up our allies and our relationships with other people in other countries. In 2016, Donald Trump carried 30 states, 304 electoral college votes, and lost the popular vote to Hillary Clinton, who had 65,853,514. Just 2,868,686 more than Trump. But do you see, even though she won the popular vote, he carried 30 of the 50 states? Now, there could be many reasons of why this happened. I have my beliefs, and one of the reasons why I feel is because a lot of people got comfortable, and they thought, oh, pretty much a reality show person, he could never win. That's not going to happen. And then there were also people who said, they're both evil. I'm not voting for either. I mean, you people, let's be clear. You need to vote. And I don't care who you vote for, but you need to vote because your vote is your vote. I can't tell you what to do. I can only give you my opinion on what needs to be done. Just like everybody has given their opinion on what needs to be done. I watched night after night after night for 4 nights of the Democratic National Convention. And I listened to a lot of people say a lot of things. And I'm waiting for next week to see what the Republican National Convention is going to look like, because I doubt they can do what was done this week, unless they want to fill us with lies. Now, let's fast forward to present day. Trump has been in office for 1,309 days, and what he has handed, or what he was handed, is not what we are looking at now. When President Obama left the office, he pretty much gave America to this man on a silver platter. And what this man has done, and what was built in 8 years, in 4 years, he has dismantled 8 years. It's absolutely crazy. Maybe not completely, but with a lot of things, he has dropped the ball. He has not taken accountability for things that he's done. And he has not listened to people that are experts. Now, let me break some history and some facts down for you people. Women were allowed to vote in 1920. And Black men were allowed to vote in 1870. People died for the basic rights of us today. So I say all that to say this. If you are Black, or if you are a woman, and you decide not to vote, you are disgracing, and I'm going to say that again, you are disgracing the people that fought and died for you to have the basic right of going to a place and saying, I want this person to represent me. Because let's be clear, it's not all about the presidency, people. People just only vote every 4 years. No, 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 no. You need to vote for your judges, for your councilmen, for your mayors, for your governors, all of that. Because those people are the ones that help make the laws. The president is pretty much just the face. He can't just do whatever he wants to do when he wants to do it. There are other levels that have to be put in place in order for what the president wants done to get done. And still to this day, there are voter suppressions and the fight still continues. Every single day that we wake up, the fight continues. And I refuse to let my ancestors and my relatives who fought so hard for me to just do a thing, pressing a button, checking a box to vote for someone. Nothing in this world is free, but not everybody gets the same rights as other people. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are candidates that can do the job and will listen to the experts and take their advice. They are what we need right now, people. Right now, they are what we need. Because another 4 years of Trump simply can't be done. Because what this man has shown us in these 1,000-and-something days is that he don't give a damn about nobody else's opinion but his own. So if this is the way he's done now, can you imagine what he could do for another 4 years? Because he has nothing to lose at that point. He can't be reelected. So he can just do and say whatever in the hell he wants to, which he's basically done for the last 3-and-some-odd change years. People, let's all wake up. A lot of you thought this couldn't happen, and it did happen. A lot of you chose not to vote because you didn't like either candidate. Well, let me break it down for you. It normally comes down to one of two people. So whether you vote or not, somebody's going to be put there. So for me, at least I can have some type of say-so and who could have been put there versus sitting on my ass at home, not taking the free right to go down to my polling place and vote. And let me just give y'all some quotes from the most educated first lady we have ever had in office. And it's no feat to say this woman is a sister. Mrs. Michelle Yvonne Obama. This is a sister who is very well educated, and she's been in the White House for 8 years. She knows what the job takes because she had to sit back and watch her husband and her entire family be put under a microscope and judged every single day. And what this sister did was, at the last Democratic National Convention in 2016, this woman coined the phrase, "When they go low, we go high." Now, I know that's hard to do sometimes, but one thing about it, this is a sister that I can stand behind and that I truly believe in, and I believe has the right ideas for us, period. And what Michelle Obama said on Monday at this Democratic National Convention was, Trump simply cannot be who we need him to be for us. It is what it is. A classic Black line, it is what it is. And at this point, that's all you can say. We can't do anything with the last 3 or so years, but what we can do is change the next 4 years and put people in there that actually will do the right thing and care about America and not just care about themselves. Michelle also said Donald Trump is the wrong president for our country. That is the understatement of the decade. This man, not only is he the wrong president for our country, he's the wrong person representing us, period. Period. He's definitely not the person that I want in that office representing me. And the last quote that I'm going to give from this powerful sister is, going high is the only thing that works. But let's be clear, going high does not mean putting on a smile and saying nice things when confronted by viciousness and cruelty. So yes, people, going high means also going to that polling place, standing up for what you believe in and the rights that you believe you should have. As Black people in America, we need change. And let's be clear, people, y'all haven't noticed that when Trump got into office, a lot of the Karen started to come out because people got comfortable that they could be racial and discriminatory against a lot of people. They thought that. But let's be clear, you can't be in a park and barbecue without a white woman, a Karen, trying to police you and tell you what you can and cannot do. You cannot be at the pool in your apartment complex and not have a Karen tell you that you should and should not be here. You cannot be going back to your condo in your building with a key card and a code without a Karen chastising you and telling you, you're not supposed to be here. I'm going to call the police. So people, let's be clear. Donald Trump is not the president that we need, and we need to get him out by all means necessary. I am standing with Joe Biden and Kamala Harris. And let's be clear, they are not perfect by no means. But can you say you are? Can you say you want somebody judging you for what you believed and what you did 10 years ago? So you can say all this, oh, Kamala was a prosecutor and she put Black men in jail. That was that woman's job. She was a prosecutor. The cases that came in front of her, she had to do what the law said. So don't blame that sister. Blame the system of the people that put those laws in place. So again, come November 3rd, when you vote for the president, also look at the other people that you're voting for. You're voting for people in Congress. You're voting for governors. You're voting for mayors. You're voting for council members. You're voting for all of that. So pay attention, learn and research the people that are going up for office in your state, in your cities, in your communities. Educate yourselves. And if you won't change, then make change. Don't complain if you sit your ass at home and you don't do your basic right, which is to vote. I'm sorry to be a little heated, but this is something that I'm very passionate about. And people, let's just do the right thing. Let's bring grace and dignity back to America. What Barack and Michelle did for 8 years, that was class. That was elegance. What we have right now is disgrace. And it disgusts me that this man has shown us who he is, and we still let him get back in office for another 4 years. That is going to break my heart. So people, let's do the right thing. Let's go out on November 3rd and let's vote people in there that can bring the grace and dignity that we need and can get America back on track. Because what we're doing right now, it's not working. And we're going to be in a world of hurt if this continues. Thank you for listening to my podcast. I am Miss Tony the Black Barbie, and this is the Black Barbie Show. You can follow me on Instagram at @the_black_Barbie_show. Facebook, The Black Barbie Show. Twitter, Black Barbie Show. You can email me at theblackbarbieshow@yahoo.com. You can listen to me on this podcast on several networks. Spotify is one of them, or anchor.fm/theblackbarbie. And you can also go to my YouTube channel to keep up with me and a lot of my videos that I'm going to be posting. Now, I often say, as my tagline, life is a runway, walk it. Stay beautiful. Do you, because no one can do you better than you. And again, I am pleading with everyone who listens to this podcast, do the right thing and vote November 3rd, 2020. Barbie out.